You're here for a reason. Remember, I shared with you about your inner life. There's an inner scene. There's an inner listening. And in order to deal with the spirit realm, there's two realms. There's the physical realm. There's the spiritual realm. When you go in this book, it's a different kind of bread. You know, you got wholesome sunbeam, different type of bread, physical bread for the physical body. But this is bread for the inner man. In order for you to understand what the Lord is saying today, I'm going to deal with the aspect of the mighty weapon of the supernatural is in the blood. And I'm going to read a passage to you. I don't know whether to read it first and then read these explanation scriptures to bring it to an understanding in your life.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a very heavy, heavy verse. Let's just go to it in John 6, John chapter 6. It's a very heavy verse, and I think it has been misunderstood. Also, I received, have been misunderstood. That's $1,000 check. Have been misunderstood, and it has been compared to Holy Communion. You know, communion, we drink from the cup, and it's a reminder of what the Lord had done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. But the scripture is actually more specific. It point toward communion, but it's greater than communion. And so in John chapter 6, you got your Bible?
Yes, sir.
John chapter 6. Let me get to it. I really don't have the morning. I need a whole, need a lot of time to deal with this. And I'll just do a series of it. In John chapter 6, verse 53. This is a humdinger. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, what did he say? You have no life in you.
Lord Jesus.
Now, a lot of us think that at the communion cup. No, no, no. He said, you have no life in you unless you eat. You really got to eat him.
Yes, sir.
I said, you really got to eat him.
Yes, sir.
No, I say you really got to eat him.
Yes, sir.
Eat him.
Eat him. That's it.
And see now, to the natural mind and to the outer mind and to the sense world, it doesn't make sense. We got to get deep in this thing. We got to get in the spirit to find out what this really means.
Yes, sir.
All right? Let me read it again. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Notice what he says, you have no life what?
In you.
Oh.
Right.
You have no life in you.
Right.
You have no life in you. Mm-hmm. Whoso eateth my bread, eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, has eternal life.
Right. Yes, sir.
You have no life in you.
Yes, sir.
But he that eateth, whosoever eateth my flesh, now, that produced a whole lot of outside trouble.
Right.
That'll make your brain do acrobats.
Right.
And to try to physically comprehend this is a waste of time.
Right. Amen.
Without the Holy Spirit revealing the magnitude of what this means to you in your inner man, through your inner life,
yes, sir,
you will be fruitless.
Right.
You'll leave without supper.
Right.
You'll go without eating.
Yes, sir.
If you don't recognize this has to be understood and accepted by faith.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And actually, I'm going to show you in the scripture, and it got a scripture in this same chapter. Open this thing up like the Red Sea.
Yes,
I'll show it to you in a minute.
Yes,
Whosoever eateth, verse 54, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, say he talking spiritually, say he talking spiritually. All right. Has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink. Let's see how far I'm supposed to go. 56th verse. Okay. All right. All right. Now let me take you to another verse that's going to help you. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to look at a verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? It's a question, see. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, underline that word communion. Also, write the word connection. What other word I can put here? Communion, connection. I could explain it like this. Communion in another realm. Connection in another realm. Far beyond the outer life. See, whether you know it or not, you have an inner man. You have an inner life. So it's far beyond this connection, this communion is in a realm called a spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's where your supernatural life is. That's where you quit living normal, like everybody expect you to live, because you come from a certain family.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
You open yourself up to another dimension of living. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so that's what Jesus is trying to bring forth. He's trying to bring forth when you eat by faith. See, this is a mystery. That only the Holy Spirit, holding hand with faith, can make known to your spirit.
That's right.
Wow. And what it does, it takes you to another dimension. Let me try to read this verse. The cup of blessing which we bless is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? All right, let's go to another verse. Let's go to Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. And these verses are used to bring not only a revelation, a translation,
yes, sir,
that you can understand what gear you have to be in,
right,
to understand about eating Jesus' body and
right,
drinking his blood.
Yes, sir.
That it is a mystery that only the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir,
can take you into,
right,
and cause it to manifest,
right,
in your life.
Where
your life then will be manifested into supernatural living.
Glory to God.
Miracles, signs, and wonders,
yes,
will be an everyday thing in your,
yes,
life.
Sir. Hallelujah.
Because you're a little harder function, and I'll show you another scripture in a few minutes. But he said, man should not live by bread alone.
Right.
But every word that proceeded,
yes,
out,
sir,
of the mouth of God. Now, in that voice, I submit to you,
mm-hmm,
there's two type of bread.
Right, yes, sir. Right, yes, sir.
Yes, I see.
See, it brings it. See, it's two bread. Man should not live by bread alone. That's physical bread. But every word,
yes, sir,
that proceeded out of the mouth of God,
yes,
the word out of the mouth of God is bread.
Yes, sir.
But it's bread, you listening?
Yes, sir.
For the inner man.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see it.
It's true.
Glory.
And when you eat that bread in the inner man, it will correct the outer man.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
it will correct your environment.
Yes,
it will correct your surroundings.
Yes,
because the bread in the inner man is stronger than anything on the outside of you. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
mm-hmm. Say inner man.
Inner man.
Inner life.
Inner life.
Inner revelation.
Inner revelation.
The reason Christians are suffering so much defeat is they're living on the outside. They're living with a Bible in their hand and not in their heart. And we're not permitting the Holy Spirit to do in our life what he wants to do. The Holy Spirit, listen to me, this is going to help somebody, want to make you a sign and a wonder. To your family, to your community, to whoever you work with, whoever come upon you, the Holy Spirit will make you a sign and a wonder that you're living and working out of another dimension. So Jesus said, when he said that man shall not live by bread alone, that's physical bread.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's out of bread. That's lunch you're going to eat today. But he said, there's another bread. Living bread.
Come on, Dad.
Is for, let me say it another way now, is for your soul to catch up with your spirit. Your soul has to eat this bread. Your emotion, your mind have to eat this bread in a spiritual sense that the connection will be right. Now, let's even go farther than this. Let's go back to the 6th chapter of John. And it'll explain it. It'll explain it again. It's going to explain it a different way. I never knew this what this meant. All these years, 43 years. I love the verse. But John 6:63 explained eating Jesus' body and drinking his blood. How does it do it? Explain it. See, it explained it. It explained that this is not a flesh deal. He's not telling you to eat fleshly. He's not telling you to eat a piece of meat or a steak or whatever you eat, egg, scrambled egg. He's not talking about that now. He's talking on a spiritual realm. So he says, if you don't understand, you get lost. How many with me up to now?
Yes, sir.
How many been helped up to now?
Yes,
see, that's a puzzling scripture. The disciples, most of them left.
Right.
A whole lot of folk left. Said, this is a hard saying. I see you. Lady, you talking about eating you, man. I'm going, I'm waiting, man. They left. Say, man, he talking about cannibalism. I'm gone, man. This is not right. All right. Now look. In the same opening, you have the miracle of the bread in the early part, where you, physical bread, but it actually was physical and spiritual bread because it was a miracle.
Right.
But now Jesus come bring them home and say, now I want you to eat me and drink my blood. Say, man, it's what?
Wow.
They didn't understand it because they were dealing with, I received, ma'am. They were dealing with a physical thinking.
Right.
You know, that's why you got a problem?
Right.
You know, that's why you broke.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, that's why you sick.
Yes, sir.
You want to be here Wednesday night? I'll tell you something I've been dealing with for 15 to 20 years. I dealt with doctors. I dealt with natural stuff over and over again. And the Lord told me how to solve it. Get off everything and I'm going to solve it. And show me how to solve it. And I'll tell you Wednesday night how to solve it.
Right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Very simple. Very simple. All these years, to myself, in about 30 hours, over with. And I thought about the woman with the issue of blood. That's something that medical, no natural stuff not going to move. Because sometimes it got an enemy behind it. So, I'll see you Wednesday night. I'm going to testify Wednesday night, and then I'm going to start to teaching you how to deal with it. All right. Now, in this, I'm in Luke. It ain't not going to work. Luke ain't got no 63rd voice in it. He said, you too calm. I want you to holler. I'm not hollering. You listen. John 6:63. Now, this is the answer to eating Jesus' blood, drinking Jesus' blood and eating his body.
Yes, sir.
See, it's spiritual. It's he's making, what's your name?
Kevin.
He's making a spiritual statement.
Yes, yes.
And we don't watch ourselves. We read the Bible. We read the Bible physically. Or we read the Bible with our own interpretation. We don't give the Holy Spirit a chance to take us into another dimension. You need faith to travel in here. I'm going to show you something else that's going to help you to travel. And you'll get your answer today. See, your answer is in another realm. Your answer is not in the realm where you're battling it. It's in a realm that overtake the realm where you're battling it. You heard that? You didn't write it down, though. Your answer is in another realm. You function, your dominion, your authority as a believer is in another realm.
Amen.
The word of God bring you that realm, but that realm has to be, you have to be helped by the Holy Spirit to understand that awkward thing that God is telling you to do to deal with that thing. You see, naturally your mind want a natural answer and try to figure it out, but the Spirit of God will give you an awkward answer, an answer that your senses can't keep up with. So therefore, now you're going to walk on the platform of faith for it to happen. You don't see where you're going. You don't know where you're going, but you understand he sent you. You follow me? That's why Christians get to live in just like natural folks, because they try to do this by the sense. Now, so this voice here, My God. Notice what he said in John 6:63. Are you up with me in the class? Raise your hand if you're up with me. See, we're talking about this astounding, a profound, puzzling statement Jesus had made then, John 6, about eating his body and drinking his blood. If you think it's just this cup we're going to drink in a few minutes, no. He's really saying, eat my body. He's saying, you see, when he said eat my body, the revelation is that he's telling you, eat what my body has done for you. Drink what my blood has done for you. By revelation, he's telling you, eat the cross. Eat my life. Eat the gospel. What you saw me doing in the gospel, eat it. That it become a part of your inner life. That you will not live a natural life, but you'll live a spiritual life by faith.
Come on, Apostle. Come on, Dad. Come on,
Apostle. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Eat your healing. Eat your salvation. Eat your deliverance. Is in the book.
That's good.
You have to use, don't miss this. You have to use the Holy Spirit test bud. I never heard that for my life, man. The Holy Spirit got to test this for you. You remember when the little baby, mom and them, when the food was hot, mom and them put it in their mouth first. And then taste it and break it down that you can taste it. Oh, no. Suck it now. Oh, no. See, the Holy Spirit is the only one that can receive eating Jesus' flesh and drinking his blood. He understands the ramification or the revelation or the insight. You understand? Now, because you're a child of God, you got a right to eat it. Because it was carried out for you to make you triumphant, to make you victorious, to make you blessed, whether you attack or not. Whether things look like they're going right or look like they're going wrong, you still know I'm a winner. You still know when the dust get through flying, I'm going to come out victoriously. I'll walk by faith and not by sight. You know, walk by faith and not by sight. He's saying the same thing. Eat my bread, eat my body and drink my blood. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's what he's saying.
good.
That's what he's saying.
That's good.
Now listen, listen to me. Hey, bought me a bunch of $100 bills. Look at here. $100, that's $100. I don't see no one. People don't like that. But they want it. Why you go to work every day? Why you out in that cold? What you want? No, what you want? What you go to work for? What you want? No, you go to work just like your job. Huh? So why y'all get upset when I try to teach y'all about money? What you need?
Money.
Huh? Anybody got, it's cold. Anybody got any heat going in the house? Uh-huh. What it called?
Money.
All right. Everybody stop talking bad about money. Quit this old crazy stuff. They taught you some old crazy stuff about you don't need no money. I won't talk about money. I won't talk about Jesus. Jesus says, shut up. All right, 6th verse.
Yes, sir.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Right.
How many of y'all know? I don't want nobody to call out. How many of y'all don't know what quickeneth mean? Raise your hand. I'm going to come ask somebody. Everybody here know what quickeneth mean?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Everybody over here know what quickeneth mean?
Yes, sir.
You don't know what it mean, boy. You know what it mean? No, sir, be right. That's right, be right. Hold your hand up so you can help the rest of them. Hold your hand up, son. Hold your hand up, son. All right. Who else don't know what it means? Thank you. Thank you. Put your hand up. Thank you. You don't know what it means. Come on, y'all. Stop lying up in here. I can't help you if you won't fake it. See, once I give it to you, you got it. Thank you, young man. You've been paying good close attention, new boy. I can teach you. You keep coming. I listen. Quicker than mean, make a lie.
Amen.
Make it a lie. But... oh, my God. It means make it alive in another realm. It means maketh the inner life alive. That the outer life can take a hold of what the inner life is doing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
That's your enemy. Just knock your enemy out just now. See, when that inner man, when he quickened it, that inner man, the outer man don't stand a chance.
That's right.
Satan and the system do not stand a chance when you eat his flesh and drink his blood by revelation, by faith in your inner man. Empowering your inner life. See, I may not get a chance to do it. You put the scripture down, Ephesians 3:16. Powerful scripture. But it's the spirit that quickened it. Now notice what he say. He knock a nail in this thing. It is the spirit that quickened it. Now he goes on and says, the flesh. I submit to you right now. Look at me. He's talking about two worlds.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said the flesh, the outer man,
right,
without contact of the inner man,
yes, sir,
profit you nothing. I don't care how good you think you look.
Right. Amen.
I don't care what kind of wig or what kind of hair you got, and I don't care what kind of suit or dress you got on, you ain't nothing without the inner man. Because Satan eat looks up.
Yes.
I know some of the craziest good-looking folks you ever laid your eyes on. They mess around, got out there and look in one mirror and didn't look in the other one.
Right.
That's two mirrors.
Yes.
There's a mirror for the outer man.
Right.
And there's a mirror for the inner man.
Yes, sir.
And he who look in the mirror for the inner man look better than the one who just looking in the outer mirror and going to have a better life.
Yes,
because they're going to have more power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Now, I want to say to you right now, there's a supernatural change coming in your life.
I receive it, Father.
Well, I hear you.
I receive it. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Something, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You've been trying to do, going to do it itself.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
It will have so much respect for you.
The Lord God. Yes, sir.
Because you're living out of your inner life.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That you will have manifestation and demonstration, watch my next word, unspeakable. Y'all receiving this?
Yes, sir.
I'm prophesying you now.
Yes, sir. I receive that.
This lesson is calling you where many years you've been trying to get. Walls,
yes, sir,
of containment of falling.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Goliaths of falling. Right now.
Yay.
On the inside of you, the fire is getting hotter. That you'll be able to say like the disciple, did not our heart burn within? There's actually absolutely nothing you can't accomplish. May I say you're going to live long and stronger. Ooh, I'm hearing something else. The account of your benefits will start running over. And include everything. See, your benefits. It will start running over like that cup on the table in the 23rd Psalm. The day has come. When you begin to learn how to live from your inner life.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
And eat the word of God properly. Great mighty thing about to happen for you that you can't even explain. You understand? Sit down a moment. Sit down a moment. Let me walk with you. Sit down a few moments. I take that. I take it. Grab it. You ain't did nothing, boy. Grab it. Grab it, man. He who has been swimming in life and seem to get to the bank, you don't have to swim no more. You're going to ride in a brand new boat. If you're only listening to me physically, you don't understand what I'm saying. See, I'm talking out of my spirit, producing things that naturally can't be produced.
Glory to God.
Talk to me, Apostle.
Every contrary thing in your life had to bow at the name of Jesus. What, in the name of who?
Jesus.
Well, let me try, man. I'm trying to finish. I ain't getting far. Look, 663. I'm still here. I'm still here. It is the spirit that quickens the flesh. Profit is nothing. Now here come the bread.
Right.
For the inner man.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, here come. Look back at John 653. Now you see. Here it come right here. Yeah, it come. Yeah, come your answer right here. Yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. John 6:63 now. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So in John 6:53, he is speaking words to you.
Yes, sir.
That's your answer. See, back, man should not live by bread alone, But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, then he explained to us in John 6:63, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You know what he's saying? They are for your inner man. They're not for your mental man. They got to go in your inner man, then your inner man come back and feed your mental man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at me right here. You're looking for an answer you already have. Y'all got it?
I got it.
Look on the inside. Look in the other mirror. Look in the other mirror. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me see, can I keep you, take you further down?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2.
Hallelujah.
Sir, I take you further. Yes, sir. Take you further. Because it can be confusing what Jesus is telling you to do there if you don't understand what he's telling you to do. See? Are y'all with me?
Some
of y'all ain't with me, y'all. Some of y'all just sitting here talking about, man. If your life don't change, you're not with me.
Amen.
Just hush your mouth. Your life ain't changing. For John 2. Your life ain't changing. You're not with me. If you're just still in a regular service, you're not with me. If you're still waiting for the bell to ring, you know what I mean by the bell to ring? I'm ready to go. You're not with me. If you come here to pay your duties, you're not with me. If your life not being changed now, if you don't have something shouting on the inside of you right now, something is extremely wrong with your relationship and your connection and your fellowship with the Lord. See, well, I'm going to show you two scriptures that going to turn the devil boat over in your life and let him get drowned.
Yes, sir.
First Corinthians 2:9.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2:9. Say this with me. I have
two sets of eyes.
I have
two sets
of ears.
Hallelujah.
I have
two sets of mind.
In a ear, out of ear. Inner mind, out of mind. Inner life, out of life.
Hallelujah.
My dominion and my authority is in my inner life.
Yes, sir.
I really don't care how you feel right now.
That's right.
This is not by feeling. This is instruction.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost too. From the Holy Ghost.
Right, yes, sir.
To change your life. People get tired of the same old, same old.
Absolutely.
Life should be exciting.
Exciting. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I know it's going to be good.
Yes, sir. I know it's going to be good. All glory to God. Yes, sir.
I dare you tell me, feed me.
Feed me.
All right. 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Yes,
I dare you say, feed me.
Feed me.
In the night voice. Because this is a great truth here now. It's a shifting here, shifting, a gifting, and a lifting.
Wow.
I'm being shifted. I'm being gifted. I'm being lifted. All right? All right? I saw in your name and get it, my friend. I receive it. I receive your seed. In the night verse. But as, here we go now. Here we go. Here we go dealing with this outer man again. The outer man who cannot understand John 6:53. The outer man who cannot understand Matthew 4:4. The outer man who cannot understand John 6:63. You remember when all those voices, now don't act like I'm a stranger that's coming into the scene. I read those voices to you, went over those voices. Now here's another explanation of why you're not going to understand eating Jesus' flesh and drinking his blood from the outside. All right, you listening? Are you listening? All right, look at me, night voice. But as it is written, what did he say?
I have not seen.
What eye?
In
eye. No, it's no in eye. I have not seen it. No, it's not no inner eye. It's the outer eye. Your outer eye cannot see what God is saying. Your outer ears cannot hear what God. That's why church folk really saved, defeated. They opened their eye one time, got Christ, and closed them ever since. Wow. Like why? They came into a religious jungle. Most of y'all came out of a religious jungle. Y'all sitting here like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all came, y'all when you're not like nothing like this. With me either. We come out of a religious jungle with your spiritual eyes closed, your spiritual ears closed, your spiritual mind closed, and running and shouting and spitting and hollering, talking about you got the spirit and living a defeated life. That don't even add up. You come here with your religious self and I start trying to make some changes in your life, then you're talking about, I'm going to be another church, me. That's why the Lord sent you here. I'm really not much on eating bread right now. I don't eat much bread. But I tell you what, them biscuits that come in the can ain't nothing them biscuit mama made from scratch. How many know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all, I see some of y'all don't have, never had no home. You know what I'm talking about, idea? You know what I'm talking about, right, Rob?
Yes.
And see, y'all been eating biscuit out the can. That's why once y'all go to psychology, you don't need no psychology.
Amen. Amen.
You need to come to your right mind in the spirit. Marriage counselor.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, what you gonna do with the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
He at your house.
Right. Yes, sir.
He can tell you about your ugly ways.
Yes, right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You did it to yourself. Want somebody else to straighten it out? All I'm trying to do in these few moments,
yes, sir,
is compare your outer man to your inner man. Some of y'all don't even enjoy going to church. You come to church for a duty because you come in your outer man. But if you come in your inner man, you supposed to get cut up in here. You supposed to bleed up in here.
Yes, sir.
But as it's written, you with me?
Eyes
had not seen, no ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man or the soul of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. The things which God has prepared for them. You love him?
Yes.
The whole lot of things prepared for you, but you're not going to see it on a regular basis. Good God Almighty. The next verse, Robert, roll the toll pole. The next verse, roll you over in understanding what it means to eat his flesh and drink his blood. The Holy Spirit has to reveal it to you. You have to receive it by faith. Make it yours. It has to become, the inner life has to become more important to you than the outer life. And you got all kind of people addressing your outer life. They want you to do this, do that, do this, do that. Why you keep putting up with the same mess? Because you're trying to deal it with from the outside. How many of y'all born again? Lift your hand up. Born again Christian. Now, boy, we got much power. You know what? Put your hand up. Don't put your hand down. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Keep your hand up till I tell you to put it down. You know how powerful you are up in here. My God. We got enough power in here to turn the world upside down. Because you're operating from a strength that there's no impossibility. Put your hand down. Put your hand out. They'll be saying, I held you up and took your money. See, look, they all got their hand up. Now look at verse 10. What's the first word in verse 10? But God has what?
Revealed
them unto us by his Spirit.
Right. Yes, sir.
For the Spirit searches all things. Yeah. The deep things of God.
Yes, sir.
So your inner man has to be trained to flow with the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 4:13 now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 4:13. You're right there. 2 Corinthians 4:13.
Yes, sir.
I'm not getting none of this stuff. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 4:13 here. Rabashata. 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 Now I'm gonna call for something right now. I'm gonna call for something and it's gonna break, you're gonna break some yoke. I call for deliverance. I trust the Holy Ghost to do it right now. Whatever type of deliverance you need, I expect the Holy Ghost. To place it in your life right now. Nobody can stop him. Nobody's stronger than the Holy Ghost. He told me, call for deliverance right now. Whatever type of deliverance you need, you got it. In Jesus' name. It will be a smooth transition. You will be there before you know it. Matter of fact, you have it now. That's the Holy Ghost, man. You have it now.
Yes, I have it now.
Yes, sir.
What do I have? What you couldn't get. The place you've been trying to get to has come to you. Through the preaching of the word.
Thank you,
Father.
Come on, Apostle.
Sit down. Give me 10 more minutes. I'm going to cry this out. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Diabetes is history. Grab on, hold to it now. Hold to it in your inner life. Don't care what your auto reading saying. Hold to it in your inner life. If you're taking medicine, keep taking it. But diabetes is history. Receive my deliverance today. A nice pair of shoes you got on there, boy. That's a nice pair of shoes you got on. What else you want? What else you want? What else? What else? Come on, let's get it.
Yes, sir.
God dog it, let's get it. What else you want? What else you need up in here? I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. What else it is you need to be delivered from? What else you need to be delivered to?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and take it.
Yes, sir.
See, I know who I work for.
Yes,
he tell me say something, I say it.
Yes,
you know why? He can deliver, boy.
Right.
He, God can do it. What? Every person in this building, you're here for a reason. God drove you here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus.
This morning, God is giving you a blank check. Fit it in like you want. Fit it in like you want. But you got to fit it in from the inner man. Oh my God, that's right. Oh my God. Oh my God. She hollering out, oh my God. Sit down one more minute. Who just want to scream? It's the real deal.
Yes, sir.
See the way I'm teaching you now?
Yes, sir.
I don't care, you know, I don't care if you have no goose bumping it. You see the way I'm teaching you now?
Right.
Yes, this
sir.
The real deal.
Yes, it is.
This will lay down with you at
yes,
night.
Sir.
This will get up with you in the morning.
Yes,
and this will teach you you don't have to fight the battle. It's not yours.
Right. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
It's a $100 check.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the real deal. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? This the real deal. Say, this the real deal. I need to know how to live out of my inner life. All this stuff about church was good and all that? Church is no good if you don't have your answer.
Risk of rebuke. I ask you to look at Jeremiah 15, 16.
Your rebuke?
Yes, sir.
Can't do that while I'm teaching. He said, at the risk of rebuke. So he give me an opening, so I rebuke him. Go sit down. Not while I'm teaching. You never give me a scripture instruction while I'm teaching. Sit down. He said it, so you won't come up, come on up. I'll rebuke you or whatever, I'll receive it or rebuke you. But I know divine order.
Yes, sir.
See, divine order, I receive it. God bless you, child. Divine order is that a teacher don't teach a teacher while a teacher teaching. Now, he got a gift. I know he got a gift, but I got to train him. He either stay or run, but I'm going to train him. I'm going to train him. You come to me, I'm going to train you.
Yes, sir.
See, you're going to get revelation while I'm talking, but you hold your revelation.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Lord, where am I now? 4:13. You know, a lot of times Jesus, they say, I never seen it in that fashion. See, in the process of trying, I'm training him. They're trying to keep members. I ain't trying to keep no members. I'm trying to make members strong to keep themselves.
All right,
4:13. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken.
Right.
We also believe and therefore speak.
Yes,
see,
sir.
That can't be done from the outside.
Yes, sir.
Look at the last verse in that now, verse 18. Uh-huh. While we look not at the things what you're seeing, things are seen, where they at?
Natural.
Outside, natural, physical.
Yes,
uh-huh. See, while we look not at the things, but at the things what you're not seeing. How you gonna see that?
Inside.
Thank you. How, what the other way you gonna see it? By what? Revelation. By who? Holy Ghost. By what? Faith.
Yes.
Glory to God.
So. Feeling really is not involve him. You can feel like you're losing, but knowing that you're winning. You can feel like you're losing, but knowing that you're winning. Everything around you telling you you're losing. But on the inside, you know you're winning. You know I'm winning. Never let your feeling take you off your faith. Write that down. Never let your feeling, never let what you see take your victory. Everything in your life is not a blessing, is always subject to change. Say hallelujah. Things as you under the sound of my voice, things are changing in your life right now. The trap that was set for you is already tripped. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Now write this down for some understanding. You go home and I want you to meditate on this. And when you talk about John 6:53, about eating my flesh and drinking my blood, let me give you a few research things I got. When Jesus spoke of drinking his blood, it naturally annoyed them. But it was also an unspeakable offense to their religious feeling. You read through it, you're going to see it. Not only must the blood do something for us by placing us in a new relationship to God, but it also must do something in us, entirely renewing us within. See, he was talking to the inside.
Yes, sir.
Earthly food is not real food, for it imparts no real life. The one true food is the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which, listen now, which imparts and sustains life.
Right. Yes, sir.
And does so in no shadowy or merely symbolic manner.
Right. Yes, sir.
Watch. No, this scripture indicates that in a full and real sense, the flesh and the blood of the Lord Jesus are the food by which eternal life is nourished and sustained in us. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Now, you got a minute? Drinking the revelation and understanding of the blood. Write it down. Drinking. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Drinking the revelation and the understanding of the blood. Now, when he talk about drinking here, this is what he said. We must grasp this deep, profound truth in our spirits by faith. Now, go back to 1 Corinthians 2:10. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2:10. We must grasp. See, you're not going to grasp it. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Hurry up.
Yes,
1 Corinthians 2:10.
Yes,
you can't. But God has revealed.
Yes,
why you reveal it to him? Inner man. Thank you, sir. You know who said inner man? The man I just rebuked?
Yep.
What it mean? He's still flowing.
Still flowing.
See, if you come into church and you can't get a rebuke,
right.
Still flowing.
Rebuke is beautiful. Why? It puts you right on the right path. I've been rebuked before. I've been rebuked even just by eye. Nobody has said that. Rebuke me, partner. I got it. You sometimes you don't have to talk to me. I said, I see. I got it. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to sit down.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute now. We must grasp this deep, profound truth in our spirit by faith of all we understand concerning the power of the blood. In our inner being, of this life given power of that blood.
Yes, sir.
Everything that your faith enable you to see of redemption, of cleansing, redemption, cleansing, mm-hmm. of everything your faith enable you to see, everything your faith enable you to see,
right.
everything your faith enable you to see,
yes,
everything your faith enable you to see,
yes,
everything your faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Why? It's in another realm.
Right.
Everything your faith enable you to see of redemption, mm-hmm. of cleansing,
right.
of sanctification by the blood,
right.
you must absorb in the depths of your soul.
Thank you.
Are you listening?
Yes,
come on, I'm almost through. I'm almost through. That's just an hour, 1 o'clock. That's still an hour. I went over.
Still out.
I'm going to take my whole hour. The body and blood recognized and taken hold of by faith nourish and quicken the soul.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm just saying, some research I do. Then let faith embrace what the understanding cannot grasp.
Right.
Wow. Namely, the sacred communication of his flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
And blood by which Christ transfuses his life into us. So when we take the bread and drink the cup, we're just reminding ourselves that we have a transfused life. We have a blood transfusion in a spiritual realm. Mystery of the blood. Faith in the blood. Listen. Here's what happened to him. When Jesus spoke those words, they were frightened by the impression that these words are too high or too mysterious. Why? Why they was too high and too mysterious? They're on the outside. Thank you, sir. And so, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have life, but they're testifying me. How they doing it? They are spirit and life. They're talking to your inner man. You know you got an outer man, right? You know you got an inner man, right? You know, spiritually, church-wise, Christian-wise, believing-wise, it's from the inside, right? Well, most of us been trained to live. No, sir. We've been fighting too, boy. I'm so glad all y'all still alive. And me too. Man, I mean, thank God. God, I know about some grace, boy. Because I ain't know nothing about no inner living. Why you think we sing songs about heaven so much? We're trying to get up out of here. Too much hell on here. We're trying to get up out of here. When I get what God is, it's going to be better. God says, it's better down here. I'm down here. Live out of your inner man. You don't have to go to heaven for heaven to be. Ooh, Lord. Why? Let me close with this. Just to make it clear. Turn to John chapter 4. Why did Jesus have trouble with this woman at the well? And she couldn't understand what he was saying. And why? Watch this. Why did she get the waters mixed up?
Good question.
It's just like you're going to get the juice mixed up, you don't hear what I'm saying. And the crackers mixed up. Jesus was talking about a different type of thirst,
yes.
a different type of drinking.
Right.
She was talking about Jacob well.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus was talking about God well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Emmanuel.
Yes.
See?
Yes, sir.
So the woman at the well said, how you going to draw this water?
Right. Yes, sir.
He wasn't talking about the physical bucket. There's another bucket going around. A bucket from heaven. You drink from that in your inner man. You're born again. You're a partake of his divine nature. You can't be defeated. That's your outward man lying to you. You winning all the time. But you got to get your thinking straight. You got to get your words straight. Nobody in here losing. The only way you're losing, you're on the outside. Right. Letting your outside predict to you how your future going to be. Yes, if you listen to me, you go on the inside and your future going to be what you want it to be.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Finally, that girl said, I don't fully understand it. Give me that water.
Give me that water. Yes, sir.
And when she got that water, what she did? She left a hole and went back a preacher.
Yes, sir.
The guys wouldn't take her word. They didn't want to take Paul's word either. And someone I got saved didn't want to take my word because they knew the other side of it. I'll tell you something about the inner man and what God do when he wipe things away from you. Who were here when I told him I was a manager of the Soul Seeker? Nobody remember that? Back there, there's a lady back there, okay. The Soul Seeker. I said I was manager of a worldly band called a Soul Seeker. I was. They showed up here Friday. Hadn't seen them in 45 years.
Wow.
Now, here's the drill. I didn't know neither one of them.
Wow.
When I got saved, God wiped all those people out of my life. I had to reintroduce myself to them as if I didn't know them. Don't remember. I don't remember my lead singer. I don't remember him. Had the bass player. He was here. I didn't. This happened Friday.
Yes, sir.
God took everything away from me. Took the street. Just give me a, wipe that out.
Wipe it out.
But it didn't happen automatically.
Right. Yes,
for 43 years.
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
Every day.
Right.
Yes, am I telling the truth, Clayton?
Yes, sir.
Since you've been born?
Yes, sir.
Every day. Since you've been married to my daughter? Every day.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. And that word just cleanse and wash and replace and revive and make alive. I love this book.
Hallelujah.
It's real. There's life in this book. Hold that book up. There's life in this book. Stand on your feet.